Hello and welcome to the weekly podcast from the Mattoon Public Library. I'm Carl Walworth, your library director. This is our weekly look at a way in which we are working on our vision to spark ideas, enrich lives, and strengthen our community. Our initial podcasts have been an interview format in which I've had one or more people and talked about an issue of interest to the library or the broader community. Today, I want to take a few minutes and talk about my first 3 months as your library director, talk a little bit about what I've observed and seen, and in a few minutes on going forward here at the library. I see many good things in place, programs and materials that we have. I'm encouraged by comments I hear from you about ways that we might look at new things and other things that we might do. And one of the challenges is to be able to marry those concepts or those ideas and to take what we have with what people would like to see and try to make things happen that better serve the community. One of the ways that I'm working to see what we can do is to, first of all, listen to people and their ideas. Just a week or two ago, we had a group of 20 or so people that came in and over a cup of coffee shared some of their experiences in the past. Some hadn't been here in many years, and just kind of listen to what are some of the things that might make what we do better. And so I'll just go through some of the things that came are in my notes. One is to, as a new director, to help people unfold what exists at the library, some things that we have in place, and like the Grant flagpole, the historic Grant flagpole, the 1903 room, some of the history of the building, some of the services that we offer that maybe are under the radar. For example, the rooms downstairs that people often rent for birthday parties, anniversary celebrations, and other family and significant events, to maybe have more programming down there, both for adults and or children. Everything from maybe helping people who aren't technologically savvy to be more technologically savvy, to maybe helping children with, it could be anything from reading to cultural things, any number of things that we might do as programming on the downstairs level. You know, upstairs, we now have a small committee in place where we're looking to do some other hands-on activities, especially for the really younger children. That's another idea that has come out of some conversations. Other people want us to look at our selection of materials and upgrade them more to their taste or interest, or at least diversify what we have. Other people want us to dress the place up a little bit, make it a little bit warmer. We heard suggestions on having more and better periodicals, and we've taken some small steps in that direction already. We've added a couple of new Sunday newspapers, the Chicago Tribune and the New York Times, and we have other things coming, hopefully in the very near future. The importance of promoting more, helping people to understand more about the library. Other people suggested we have some tours and some public events to help take people through. Some wanted like maybe a cooking class or maybe some kind of off the beaten track kind of things or some untraditional type things. So everything from the traditional to the untraditional. And it really underlined for me that, first of all, many of us, perhaps most of us, have wonderful library experiences in maybe in our past or in our current situation, that people see the library, they want it to succeed and to be a part of their life and to help them to unfold the world around them, be it local or national or international. It just, in the varied and the different ways that people, to bring different interests and to bring them together under one roof and to help people feel to enjoy the world about them. That meeting and others that I've had, either in small groups or one-on-one, underlined for me a couple of things. One, the importance and the how people really they like the library now and they want it to be even better And secondly, the challenge of meeting, you know, varied and divergent interests, and to be able to use limited resources, but good resources that we appreciate, and to bring them together and to utilize them in the best way that we can. As I think back on my own library experiences, this all makes sense. In Mattoon, my primary experience here started in 1992 when I became a tutor in an adult literacy program, a one-on-one tutor for multiple individuals. And we met here at the library almost every week over a period of many years. It was an opportunity for me to try to help some people with their reading comprehension and other abilities, in a way also for us to be able to share each other's life experiences, to learn from one another and broaden the immediate world around us, as well as help unfold the broader world. And while I was doing that, I had an opportunity to observe other things going on either in the children's department or on the first floor, and to see some of the ways that people enjoy and appreciate their local library. And so it all makes sense to me that there are a lot of different interests and a lot of things that need to come together under one roof. And that really unfolded for me here in Mattoon over a period of many years. I certainly wasn't the best consumer of goods here, but I saw people and how they used and incorporated library materials into their lives, and also the social aspect of using it as a place to meet others and to engage, and just how important that all was. Recently, it's been a couple of years ago now, I had a similar experience. I took a month off and was in Williams Bay, Wisconsin, and the little library there, and I was working on some different writing styles and projects. I had a kind of a table in the back, but I had a perfect view of the children as they came in for their summer programs, and the parents and the way those people used the library. I was near the adult section, so I saw other people come in and just browse and spend a few minutes. Just down from me, once a week, there was a group of what you might call curmudgeons who came in. It was a very social time. They brought their coffee and came in, but they solved the world's problems. They solved their community's problems and some personal problems. Talked about health issues or family matters, but they used the library as a vehicle, as a way to socialize, to enjoy each other's company. And in fact, they invited me into their couple of their sessions, which I declined because I knew I was short term. But it helped me to appreciate just another way that libraries can be play important and meaningful roles in people's lives. Then I had an opportunity to travel around much of Illinois for a year or so, and I saw towns from a couple of thousand population to a couple of hundred thousand population, and I had an opportunity to spend some time in those communities and to observe and see their business communities. And one thing that I noticed, journaled about a couple of times, was how no matter the size of the community, in almost every case, on a prominent corner, in a prominent space, and oftentimes in a significant building as far as the way it appeared on the outside, architecturally or otherwise, was the public library. And so the people who founded these communities and who helped develop them, they saw the libraries early on as a way, as an important cornerstone in these communities. And it's been that way for all of the years following. So when this opportunity came up, I became quickly excited about the possibilities and the things that I think are possible to do here in Mattoon and this area. I'm proud of what we have in place and the people we have in place, but in hearing you, I also hear that there's more that we can and should do, and that the community is behind us, and that people are willing to volunteer and to help us to take the library in exciting directions. That is perhaps my biggest takeaway from my first 3 months as your library director. I would echo what our former staff member Michael Fleming said a few weeks ago on this podcast when he talked about some of the magical moments that he's seen at the library. He described one of a young child who he observed picking out just the right book and how excited that child was when he brought the book up to check out. I'm seeing some of the same types of things. And just the other day, with the help of a donor, we were able to purchase some new audio books, some really current and really a really good selection of 11 books. And we had a patron come in shortly after that and talked about a book, didn't realize we had just purchased the audio version of it, and was telling me about this book. And when she found out that we had the book on the shelf and in the audio format that she preferred, she was excited and checked it out right away, like within 5 minutes, as soon as we were able to find the book. And so we've done some good things, and we're continue to do some good things, and there are good things happening at the Mattoon Public Library. The other thing I would say as I close this is that I know that there are many of you who have really good ideas. Keep the ideas coming. Keep the suggestions coming. I want your input. I want your participation. And I want you to help us to move the library forward with programs both inside our building and out in the community. We want to partner with as many people as we can and leverage the resources of other groups and organizations, and to take your good ideas, to marry them with what we already have, and to help the library to grow and to prosper and to be a part of many and most of your lives, and to help you kind of unfold them in ways that people have done for many, many years. So thank you for the encouraging comments. Thank you for your interest. Thank you for your input in helping the first 3 months of helping me discover the library all over again. And I look forward to the good things that are about to happen now and down the road. And I hope all of us can help work toward discovering the library all over again.